The Planning Commission gave the approval for a vacant area bounded by the New Park Hotel to the south and to the north an area around the Basin Fieldhouse. Their approval says the developer will have to have the plan reviewed by the county engineer, Leslie Crawford. Planning Commissioner Mike Barnes said the project would be built over a section of Center Drive as yet unpaved.
Basically, the center road went right through the middle of this parcel, and the way that it's been developed now in traffic and so forth, it was thought that it could be used instead as a pedestrian area and had it be a green belt, which is very nice. But then that, of course, any change bounces back, and then there were some concerns about the existing neighborhood. Would it push traffic then back by the New Park condos?
There was some concern that the traffic impact will fall instead on an adjacent road, New Park Lane, which is a private road and not up to county standards. The dissenting vote was from Planning Commissioner Greg Lawson, who said the impacts of the project should not fall on unsuspecting residents along that private lane.
Offering the elimination of Center Drive to a project that hasn't been developed is a windfall for the developer, but it's also a wipeout for the people who bought their homes adjacent to that, expecting they were going to live on a private lane, not what now becomes the alternate route, the secondary circulation through the entire project. So I just have a lot of concerns about the impact on existing residents, the elimination of what looks to me like Main Street. It's referred to on the plan as an important secondary route of circulation through the entire project.
He said the residential plan as it is commendable aside from traffic impacts. He suggested as a remedy, Center Drive could be continued on the west side of the development, maybe reducing the pedestrian corridor in the center. Mike Barnes said the traffic issue was news for the two planning commissioners who sit on the Design Review Committee, or DRC, of New Park.
But one of the things that was a little bit of concern was we had two members from the DRC, and they were on there, and all these things kind of came up late. So hopefully we won't have that thing happen again.
Okay, so this Center Drive was planned to kind of loop through Redstone and New Park and also to be a bus route. So what are we going to do about that?
Well, it was possibly designed as a bus route. And so they're going back right now, and we're having our engineer take a look at that along with traffic. They want to go back and take a look at the transfer station study and see how that might be mitigated.
Mm-hmm. But it was approved, so they're going to figure out what to do.
Well, it was approved subject to those two things being mm-hmm. satisfied. So if it's not, it will come back to us.
Barnes was one of the original developers at New Park, including Jim and Mike Doyle and Mark Wainstrad, but he left that project several years ago. We asked him how it looks to him now.
It's kind of interesting because in the development business, you see things on paper, and then as it matures and you see it in real life, I think it turned out pretty well. It was a very complex project with a lot of things that were put back into it. And I think, you know, you can drive back now and a lot of what original design was in it, and we got out. Mike Dolan and myself got out before it was actually constructed. But it's kind of neat to see some of the things that you wanted to have come to fruition.
I mean, do you see things that you're like, oh gosh, why did we do that?
Oh yeah, that's why we always in development, we have phase one and phase two. Phase two, you always throw a few more things in and what you learn from phase one.
Snyderville Planning Commissioner Mike Barnes. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.